Welcome to Medical Dialogues, your daily dose of health and medical news. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Study finds why upper respiratory infections are more common when it's cold. A recent study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology offers the first biological mechanism to explain why viruses like the common cold, flu, and COVID-19 are more likely to spike in colder seasons, according to the authors. The study builds on a 2018 study that uncovered an innate immune response triggered when bacteria is inhaled through the nose. The 2018 study also showed that the extracellular vesicle or the EVs shuttle protective antibacterial proteins through the mucus from the front of the nose to the back of it along the airway, which then protects other cells against the bacteria before it gets too far into the body. Consumption of ultra-processed foods linked with cognitive decline, says a JAMA Neurology study. A higher percentage of daily consumption of ultra-processed foods was associated with cognitive decline among adults from an ethnically diverse sample, according to a recent study published in JAMA Neurology. Although the consumption of ultra-processed food has been linked to a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, and obesity, little is known about the association of the consumption of ultra-processed foods with cognitive decline. A healthy lifestyle may prevent more than half of inflammatory bowel disease cases, according to study. Adopting and maintaining a healthy lifestyle might prevent up to 60% of inflammatory bowel disease cases, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis, finds a large international study, published online in the journal Gut. Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD for short, affects an estimated 3 million adults in the US and another 1.3 million in Europe. And diagnoses have been increasing, particularly in newly industrialized countries. Taylor X trials 12 years of recurrence and survival outcomes in more than 10,000 women with early breast cancer. Long-term recurrence and survival data are now available from the groundbreaking trial assigning individualized options for treatment, RX or Taylor X trial. With 12 years of follow-up, the updated analysis confirms the original findings that chemotherapy has no benefit for a large proportion of women with early-stage breast cancer. In addition, the longer follow-up reveals unexpected information about late recurrences. There was also a higher risk of early recurrence in black women. The landmark Taylor X trial gave an evidence-based answer to the question of which women with estrogen receptor positive or ER positive and HER2 negative type of breast cancer may benefit from chemotherapy as a potentially life-saving treatment, and which may effectively pursue endocrine therapy or ET alone and avoid the unnecessary side effects of chemotherapy. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.